The Oracle
is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this first episode of your Wealth Class on Radio for this week. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. I have with me on the program this morning the Oracle himself, Mr. Abayomi Obabolujo, and Mr. Kabira Aruna, the Oracle in making. Good morning, sirs.
Good morning to you and to everyone. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sir, Mr. Aruna, how was the market last week?
Yeah, the market, irrespective of the battering that we saw during the week as a result of the action of the MD of Access Bank, the sales of his shares in Access Bank affected the market, but at the end of the day, the market came out positive. We still saw the market coming out positive last week.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Abayomi Obabolujo, we haven't heard from you in a while. Where have you been, sir?
You are hearing from me now. Anyway, thank God for the gift of life. I'm always around, listening, monitoring, and contributing. But you know I'm always around Naruto Klonzo.
It's good to have you back again, sir. Sir, Access Bank announced a closed period, then stopped it and announced a new closed period. Is this legal or a new phenomenon in the market?
Well, as far as the laws are concerned, it is legal. There is nothing wrong in that. Many people talk these days, they don't even understand what they are saying. People write without understanding what they are writing. What is closed period? It is just a 2 weeks gap, plus or minus, before the board meeting of a company is held to approve a result. And the reason why this is set is that people that probably will have had access to the company's result will not use the opportunity to take advantage over the generality of investors. So 2 weeks within that period, often like 15 days or thereabout, the law states that they should not trade on the company's stocks. So closed period and board meetings are often attached together. So in the case of Access, the board meeting was set. And for one reason or the other, the date of the board meeting was shifted. And so there is no need for the extension of the closed period because the board meeting was not going to be held at the earlier stated date. And when the bank eventually stated another date for the board meeting, so the stock exchange was informed, and that now necessitated a new set of days for the closed period. And so people will just open their mouth and say whatever they see. People will just go ahead and write whatever they see out of their ignorance. So please be sure to know who you are listening to. Many people have read what they wrote, stating different reasons that the man sees the opportunity to sell. The man, he does not need the result of the organization, whether it is going to be good or bad, to sell. He manages it. He can state the result offhand. He can project. He manages the bank. And two, these people that are talking, what quantity of the company's stock do they, the bank's stock, do they even have? All right. So, but when it comes to the issue of closed period, the truth about it is what I've said. The bank decided, for whatever reason, to shift the board meeting, and so the first set of closed period will have to be suspended. Pure and simple.
All right, thank you, sir. The full disclosure is a rule with the stock exchange about insiders dealing. In the case of Access Bank, the MD sold a portion of his indirect holdings. What's your opinion about this, sir?
Anyway, I would have even preferred Aruna should talk about this first before I come back to talk.
All right, Mr. Aruna, what's your opinion about this?
I really don't see anything bad in it. Like I was discussing with some of my colleagues, why do you invest? It's for the rainy day. And I told him that the rain is not falling. So exactly how that is exactly what is happening. For a man that put his life, and I believe that Mr. Herbert have risen in Asset Bank through the ranks before he got to that position, it's not something that they can just wish away just one day, no matter what is happening, whether the bank result is going to be good or going to be bad. But I just felt that there is urgent need to dispose of those shares, to meet an urgent need. I think that is exactly what they do. So I'm not seeing anything bad in it.
All right, back to you, Mr. Bayomi. What's your opinion about Mr. Abbott selling a portion of his indirect holdings?
Well, it's so funny in the way people reason sometimes and what some people open their mouth to say. And unfortunately, people get to talk when they do not have access to information. Now, there are few questions that readily call for immediate responses when this kind of argument or discussion comes to the fore. For example, what is the total units that is holding in Access Bank, either as direct or indirect? Then, what is the quantity that they say it has sold off now? And then we find the percentage. So far, so good. I doubt if it has sold up to 2% of its total holdings. This is relatively small. In fact, if we look at it, it didn't touch the direct holding at all. He sold from the indirect holdings. And if you study the accounts of the bank very well, you will discover that the indirect holdings are the shares he heretofore was holding on behalf of his partners, right? Now, that being said, the partner may have decided that, okay, we have other forms of investment we want to put our money into. We have waited long in Access Bank, and then let us take some of the profits and then do some other things. That might be the decision. I'm not saying that that is the decision. I'm not one of the partners here, but I get to know a lot about companies that are listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, and I can talk at any point in time about any of them without looking at books. Now, that being said, what he has done, number one, is not illegal. It's just normal that, okay, you are holding some units in a stock for whatever reason you decided that you want to shed a proportion of the stocks in there. And so what is the big deal about that? That is what he has done. If it was illegal, the stock exchange will have probably stopped it. The Securities and Exchange Commission will have issued a query to that. Why the public is just getting to know is because the bank decided to make a full disclosure. It was not the stock exchange that asked for it. They must of necessity disclose. So now the man is being castigated, the man is being criticized for even coming to do what is normal, that, okay, according to the rule of the game, my partners and I were holding some of these units within this period. I sold some. What is the big deal about that? So there is no illegality in it. And see, there are so many ways we could look at this. Trying to disperse some of the things I've heard that people said. They said maybe as hard that the result of Access Bank is not going to be good, and then he decided to quickly say sell, and then maybe to rebuy, repurchase when the result is released, which is being expected not to be good, and then the market would price it down. Unfortunately, I happened to know Abbott since 2004. And I can tell till now, the result of Access Bank has been consistent. As a matter of fact, it's one of the best so far in the market when it comes to consistency. And so that argument does not hold water. And two, it is not just one quarter result out of the four expectedly in a year that will make up the performance of a company. So before people talk, go back to first quarter of Access Bank, go back to the second quarter, go back to the third quarter. And then, even if the fourth quarter might not, let us assume the fourth quarter alone does not come, big. But the first, second, and third results released to the market were not bad. And so we are not going to see, expectedly, in the market with the full result or full year result of access, earnings that will be anything below what was declared in the previous year. So what I expect as an analyst, I will still take the time to give actual figures by just doing this to buttress some points and to shop some out from confusing the market. So now, from what I've seen in the first, second, third quarter of Access Bank as an analyst projecting into the fourth quarter, we are not going to see an audited report that will be anything lower than what was reported in 2018, December 31st. That being said, so for me, the argument as per maybe the result is expected to be bad and things like that, that was why. And two, even if the result, and that is hard to know who is saying the truth or not, if the result is expected to be poor, he should be selling substantial part. He should be selling maybe 500 million units, 1 billion units, and all those, and not just a fraction. Right now, I reason as a businessman. You see, what will the public or other shareholders in the company have preferred? Would they have preferred a situation whereby they get to hear that Herbert is borrowing from the bank to do other things? Would they not still criticize that? Or that as a bank managing director is going to another bank to borrow? Would they still not criticize that? But in this case, for goodness sake, the man is just a human being that needs money. And we cannot kill him because he is the managing director of Access Bank. We cannot say he should not have life outside of the bank or what he wants to do with money. So to me, technically, he has other needs. And he decided to shed a little proportion of his holdings in Access Bank. Who says that in another few months, he will not be buying back? We will still do more on this subsequently. This is not going to be the last of it from me.
All right, thank you, sir. So your last word for your audience this morning.
Well, I want to continue to say that StocksWatch will continue to give you the best of information. And please, when you get to hear about all this information flying around the market, try to call on this platform. I will be able to give you the authentic.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Aruna, your last word for the audience this morning. I'm here after your number.
You know why people were actually busy selling? I was busy buying because it was creating a very good opportunity for position taking. Imagine assets from 1080 to 995 Kobo on Wednesday. And it went back to 1035. I still believe that it was just a temporary disequilibrium that created the opportunity for a buy position during the week. My number is 002-300-9379, 0802-300-9379.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you for having me.
This is how far time permits us today, but you can join our 24-hour stock market conversation on Telegram. Simply call the following numbers to join: 0803-2244-723. 0803-2244-723, 0816131-8569, 0816131-8569. I'll surely come your way again, same time, same station tomorrow. Until then, bye for now and enjoy the rest of your day.